بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Rahman Rahim. Inshallah, today we will continue with the diseases of the hearts, and today we will learn about one of the diseases of the hearts, which is lying. And the title of the class is Lying Leads to Evil. At the beginning, sisters, we will read a verse from the Quran which will clarify to us the importance of trustfulness. We will read from Surah number 9, verse number 190. Allah Rahman Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
O you who believe, be afraid of Allah and be with those who are true in words and deeds.
Actually, sisters, trustfulness comes at the top of the list of morals, and Allah considered it to be the foundation of all the principles. As believers in Allah's oneness, we must believe in the following rules. Number one, Allah, the Almighty, sees, knows, and hears everything. We will read now from Surah number 43, verse number 80, to know about this fact. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَمْ يَحْسَبْنَا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ.
Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private counsel? Yes, we do, and our messengers, appointed angels in charge of mankind, are by them to record.
This is a proof that Allah hears all our sayings and knows all our secrets, and the angels, the appointed angels, actually are there by every one of us to record. We will read also from Surah number 20, verse number 46, regarding the same fact that Allah knows and hears everything. From verse number 43 to verse number 40, so that we can understand the meaning. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is what Allah is saying to Prophet Moses and his brother Harun. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري. اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى. قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Go you and your brother with my ayat, and do not you both slacken and become weak in my remembrance. Go both of you to Fir'aun, Pharaoh. Verily he has transgressed all bounds in disbelief and disobedience, and behaved as an arrogant and as a tyrant. And speak to him mildly, perhaps he may accept admonition or fear of Allah. They said, O Lord, verily we fear lest he should hasten to punish us, or lest he should transgress all bounds against us. He, Allah, said, Fear not, verily I am with you both, hearing and seeing.
Actually, sister, this is the proof that Allah is with every one of us by his knowledge, hearing everything and seeing everything. This is the first fact which every believer must believe in. The second fact which we must believe in is that all our words are recorded. We will read now from Surah number 50, we will read verse 16, 17, and 18, and we will learn the meaning of these verses of the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلق الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد.
Were we then tired with the first creation? Nay, they are in confused doubt about a new creation. And indeed we have created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein by our knowledge. Remember that the two receivers, recording angels, receive each human being, one sitting on the right and one on the left to note his or her actions. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it.
Okay. So actually, sisters, these verses of the Quran is teaching us a lot of knowledge. Number one, we all agree that a person who makes a machine is the one who best knows how it is put together and how it functions. Actually, this cannot be compared to Allah, the Creator, who originates everything. We agree that, and we must believe that man is made by Allah's hands. That is to say, Allah knows every little detail about him. Allah knows what man's soul whispers to him. This means that we must realize that our inner thoughts are laid open. Nothing is hidden. Even the whispers of our souls and secrets, all are known to Allah. In preparation for the day of reckoning, which people often deny. This is actually the fact that every one of us must believe in the Creator. Our Creator knows about us everything, even our secrets and the spirit whispers. In verse number 16, Allah is mentioning that He is closer to us by His knowledge than the vein that transports the blood. This expression describes the hand in control and the direct watch. If man really understood the importance of this statement, he would not dare say a single word that does not please Allah. Again, sisters, if you believe that Allah is more closer to you than this vein in your neck which has the blood, okay, this is a very important, you know, vein in our body. Okay, if you believe that this vein is inside my body, under my skin, okay, but Allah is closer to me than this vein, this is a clarification that how Allah is very closer to every one of us and how Allah knows everything about us. And we cannot hide anything from Him. This statement is sufficient to make man careful and always alert. This means that suppose one sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, I am very upset with you, this and that, and you know, she frustrated me. Okay? Before saying any word, you know, I always try to remind myself, I will put my hand on this vein in my neck, and I will say to myself, Allah is closer to me than this vein. So I am not supposed to answer her with any words which will not please Allah, because Allah hears everything and Allah knows everything. So being aware that Allah is so closer to me is sufficient to make me careful and to make me always alert not to respond to any human being with words which may not please Allah, because the most important for me is Allah, because Allah is the one in control of my life. In verse 17 and 18, Allah actually in these two verses of the Quran, Allah is making the control even stricter, showing man throughout his life as being under the ever-present watch of two angels on his right and left. What is the meaning of this? Allah is creating every human being having two angels, one on the right side and one on the left side. They record every move he makes, every word he says, and every thought he entertains. You see, sisters, This is the reality of the worldly life, and this is the reality of the creation, and this is the reality of the death of the worldly life. We are not here in this life to say any words, to do any action, to think of any idea. No, in this worldly life we are having two angels recording every word. Okay? Suppose I am upset with my husband, then I say, I don't like this life is miserable. Whatever I am saying is recorded for me. So if I am aware that it is recorded for me, and I will be questioned about every word on the Day of Judgment, Allah will question me, why you say on, for example, 11th of July 2011 at 2 o'clock, 2:30, okay, or 2:33, okay, why you say this life is miserable? You forget all the blessings which you have? You think that, yes, you see, this is the issue. The issue, you know, if we are alert regarding the facts of our creation, every one of us actually will try to avoid saying any word which will not please Allah, and also every word which I will pay its price on the Day of Judgment. Any word which doesn't please Allah is a sin. So, on the Day of Judgment, the people whom they are not aware of these facts, okay, will be under the impression that they did a lot of good deeds in the worldly life. So they are sure that they are in the paradise. But unfortunately, you know, they were not aware that every word they said, every word, you know, it was recorded for them, and maybe sometimes they were not happy with the decree of Allah. They were not happy with life. They were not happy with the events in the worldly life. Okay, and there are some words which are actually, their punishment is very severe, you know. Not every word will be recorded as one sin. Okay, this is what we will learn now. So we must actually, every day in the morning, every believer must remind herself that I have two angels, they are watching over me, they know everything about me, and they are recording. I can't say on the Day of Judgment, oh Allah, this record is wrong. Because if I say this record is wrong, and this actually what will happen on the Day of Judgment, many people will deny the facts. Okay, you know what will happen? The scene will come. You know? Yes. So you cannot say. You will see the scene, you and your husband telling him, I don't like this life at
all. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, they're recording your thoughts also. But
yes.
But if you don't actually say something, is it still a sin?
No.
No.
No, but it is still your thought, it is there.
Yeah, you see? It's there, so but you have control.
Yes,
I
you
mean,
see, this is good, because if you know that up to being a thought, you will not be punished. Okay, so you try to keep it as a thought, not to move it to a word or an action. Okay, so actually the reality, this reality was clarified in Surah number 82, verse from 10 to 12. We will read it now to be more aware about these two angels whom they are watching and recording every action and every deed. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون.
But verily over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. كراماً honorable, كاتبين writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. Verily al-abrar, the pious believers of Islamic monotheism will be in delight, paradise.
Okay. So actually, again,
can I read them all?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
No problem. Again, you know, Allah is clarifying that there are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch everyone. Okay, they are writing down the deeds. Okay, and they know all that what we do. Okay. So actually, sisters, in conclusion, actually every one of us, when we are about to make any movement or utter a word, we must feel that to our right and our left there are two watch guards, taking notes of whatever we do or say, entering it in our record, which will be presented to Allah the Almighty, who overlooks nothing. Whatever is recorded will be presented to Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a man may say a word that is pleasing to Allah without a thought of how far it can reach. Allah will credit him with his pleasure for it until the day when he meets him. Another man may say a word that is displeasing to Allah without a thought of how far it can reach. Allah will record against him his displeasure for it until the day when he meets him. What is the meaning of this, sisters? As I am clarifying to you, suppose now I have big hardship in my life, then one sister come and tell me, how is everything with you? In spite of the fact I have a great hardship, I replied, all praise to Allah. I am accepting everything from Allah and everything is good in my life. Okay, I just say these words, then I forget. Okay? Maybe these words will be pleasing to Allah, okay, to the extent that Allah will give me a credit, okay, for it until the day of judgment. I will have so much credit for these words, which I was not aware how they can please Allah. Also, you know, it is the same for the opposite. Suppose I am, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, having a lot of blessings, but I am sick or I am ill. So when one sister will come and tell me, how are you, Sister Mona? I tell her, oh, this life is miserable. You know, I am the one always having the problems. I hate my life. I don't know why Allah is putting me always in problems. Why me personally? That's it. You see this? Then I forget. And the time of prayer comes and I pray and my life go on. You know? Maybe Allah will record these words against me and his displeasure for it will be against me until the day of resurrection, which may be after millions of years or thousands of years. You see, I will be having the displeasure of Allah for these few words. So, we must be aware that all our words are known to Allah, who hears and knows everything. So let us save ourselves by being alert regarding every word we say. Again, sisters, you know, in order to control your words, okay, you must control your heart. And because of that, you know, we are learning about lying in the title of diseases of the heart. It is not the diseases of the tongue. Okay, it is the diseases of the heart. Because whatever you have in your heart will be reflected on your words. If you are accepting the decree of Allah, you will be always saying, all praise to Allah, I am accepting, Allah is the most merciful, I am looking for an outlet from Him. You know, I am convinced, I am accepting Allah's decree. So your words will translate your real feeling, okay, in your heart. But if I am not, you know, happy with the decree of Allah, or in reality I am not a real believer in Allah's decree, all my words, okay, will send this message all the time. So I must be aware of the, you know, condition of my heart, okay, and I must always have a good heart, because whenever I will have a disease in my heart, my tongue will translate that disease and Allah will record for me all of this through the two angels and I will be questioned about our every word. Let us learn a story from the Quran which is proving the fact that Allah is with every one of us and that Allah hears all our words and knows everything. We will read now from Surah number 58, verse number 1. Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير.
Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her, Khala bin Thalaba, that disputes with you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, concerning her husband, Aus bin As-Samit, and complains to Allah, and Allah hears the argument between you both. Verily, Allah is all-hearer, all-seer.
Actually, the meaning of this verse of the Quran was mentioned through Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. She said, "Blessed is he whose hearing has encompassed all things. I heard a woman who came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, complaining to him about her husband. She said, 'O Allah's Messenger, I am complaining from my husband. O Allah, I complain to you.' Soon after, Jibril, the angel, brought down this verse. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her that disputes with you concerning her husband." She was complaining to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding her husband. Allah heard her complaining, and Allah revealed, you know, a rule regarding her problem in these verses of the Quran, in the second one. Okay? Because she was complaining that she was taking care of her husband and she spent all her wealth with him and she exhausted her youth with him. And then he was, you know, treating her in a wrong way according to Islam. So Allah sent the rule immediately after she complained to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, proving that Allah is hearing everything and Allah is the most merciful. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she was at the side of the room, you know, where that woman was complaining to Prophet, peace be upon him. Aisha cannot hear all the words of that woman, but Allah hears everything. And Allah sends the rule, you know, from the heaven. A proof how Allah is hearing everything and Allah is with every one of us. In Surah number 24, verse number 24 and 25, we will learn that our tongues will testify against us on the Day of Judgment regarding our words. Learn the verses of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran. You feel that life is not only to work and to go home and, you know, to go for shopping, you know, and life, there is something else regarding life you must be aware of and we must learn it. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yawma Ta'at, 23 and 24 and 25, from verse surah number or chapter number 24, verse 23, 24 and 25, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين.
Verily, those who accuse chaste women who never even think of anything touching their chastity and are good believers are cursed in this life and in the hereafter, and for them will be a great torment. On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their legs or feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do, on that day Allah will pay them the recompense of their deeds in full, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth.
So actually, sister, this is the proof that on the Day of Judgment, our tongues and our hands and our legs or feet will bear witness against us as regarding our sins. You know, I cannot come on the Day of Judgment and Allah will have my record, which the right and the left guardians or angels, you know, were recording. Then Allah will tell me on, for example, the same on 11th of July, you said so and so. I say to him, "Oh Allah, I didn't say this." Okay, my tongue will say, "No, you are a liar. You said this." You see, this is the problem. Or you beat your children, I say, "No, Allah, I didn't." My hands will say, "No, you beat them." You see, this is the issue. This is the problem. Okay, and actually Prophet Muhammad had a story regarding this verse of the Quran. One of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "We were with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he smiled. Then he said, 'Do you know why I am smiling?' We said, the companion said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Prophet Muhammad said, I'm smiling because of the way a person will dispute with his Lord. He will say, O Lord, did you not protect me from doing wrong? Allah will say, of course. The person will say, I will not accept from anyone to give testimony concerning me except myself. Allah the Almighty will say, you are sufficient as a witness against yourself. Then our tongues and our hands and our legs will testify against us. The final conclusion, sister, is that we all must realize the importance of every word we say so that we can save ourselves from Allah's punishment in this life and the hereafter. In these classes, in these classes about lying, which is one of the diseases of the heart, we will learn the following. Meaning of lying, why people lie, kinds of lying, the liars who are mentioned in the Quran, punishment of lying in Islam, and the rule of Satan regarding lying and how to get rid of lying. At the beginning, sisters, we will learn what is the meaning of lying in Islam. Lying is the complete opposite of the truth. So anything that is untrue and intended to mislead another person is a lie. Okay? A lie can be anything spoken or written. It is not only spoken, you know, spoken or written, that is totally or partially unreal, made up, distorted, or exaggerated. We must realize that the most just and accurate scale of measuring a nation's advancement is in the trustfulness of its people, whether in words or in deeds. It is a major crisis when trust is lost, and this occurs when people are dishonest in their dealings with one another. When this happens, lying spread among people, lying in words, deeds, and intentions. It is no surprise that Islamic law opposes and prohibits lying. Again, sisters, the problem with lying is that it will lead to lack of trust or loss of trust. So when, for example, suppose I am a liar, okay, for example, and I tell you, sisters, we will have the class on Monday at 12. So you come once, okay, but this is not lying. I don't want to consider, but no problem, okay, because this is not the issue. If I tell you, sister, let us collect money, okay, and give it to the masjid. Okay, so you give me the money, and then after 3 weeks or 1 month, you check with the masjid what happened with the money. They tell you, Sister Mona didn't give us anything. Okay, so this happens once. Okay, then after 3 months or after 1 year, I come and tell you, sisters, actually I will start classes regarding so and so, and you must pay some money for this class. Okay, and for the second time you try me and you give the money, but after 1 week I come and tell you, I am very sorry, I am very sick, I will not be able to return for you the money later, inshallah we will have the classes. If I come for the third time and tell you, sisters, please, let us arrange so and so event, you will tell to yourself, no, she is a liar. We will never trust her, because we tried her once and twice, and for both events, she was not saying the truth. We will never trust her. If I come to teach you the Quran, okay, you will not believe me, because I am not a trustful person. Why? Because I was a liar. This is the problem in life. Suppose your husband one day come and tell you, my salary is so and so. Okay, and you believe him. Then accidentally, you know, it comes to your knowledge that his salary is double. Okay, so you may confront him, or you may say, let me forget it for him. Then suppose it happens again. You know, your husband told you, I am traveling to San Antonio. Then it happens that is he had an accident in New York. Okay, so for the second time, he is not saying the truth. Okay, so on the third time, when he will come and tell you, let us have a bank account together, you tell him, never. I will never have a bank account with you, because I can't trust you. because you lied once and twice. And you know, sister, this is the problem of lying, which we must discuss it in full detail. Lying leads to loss or lack of trust. You cannot trust a liar at all. At the beginning, you know, if he is one from the close circle of your life, you will try to give chance, second chance, third chance. But after three or four chances, your spirit will be the one to refuse to trust that person. Lack of trust will lead to space between the spirits. Okay? And this space will lead that the people will be away from each other. Then, you know, this will lead to destruction of the family. Then destruction of the community. Suppose at work, I am supposed to arrive at 8 o'clock. Okay? And I arrive always 8:30. So my boss will ask me, why you arrive at 8:30? Because, you know, I live far away. I live in Kitch. Okay, so he will believe me for the first time. Then if it comes to him to know that, you know, I live 10 blocks from, you know, my work, so he will put, you know, 1 point. She lied on that, you know, reality or that fact. Okay, if for the second time he will tell me, okay, try to come early because I realize that you are so close to the work, okay, then I try to come again late. He will tell me, why? My son is very sick. Yes, my son is very sick and I have to stay with him. Then he will discover that I don't have a son. At all. There is no son. Okay, so if I ask him to promote me, you know, to a better position, he will say no. I can't trust you. Okay, you must be at low position. You must not have any big responsibility because, you know, you are a liar. And you know, sisters, regarding the nations, you know, when there is a nation, and that nation, most of the people are liars. You know, this is very big problem in our life. And unfortunately, people are all the time using lying as an excuse for many issues, very simply. You know, when someone will ask, you know, sister, why you are not coming? I was sick. Without thinking, you know. I was out of the country. You know, unfortunately, most of the people now, you know, they don't realize that lying, you know, is a disease of the heart. And lying, you know, is a sin which Allah is preparing for it very big punishment in this life and in the hereafter. Okay, I will clarify to you this inshallah now. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, trustfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. Lying leads to evil, and evil leads to hellfire. Lying is an evil deception. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the greatest deception is to intentionally make your brother in faith believe something which you know to be false. You know, sister, this is the problem. The problem is the intention. You know, I am intentionally deceiving other people whom they are very close to me. This means that, you know, I have a big problem. Why you are deceiving the very close people to you? If you love them, you are not supposed to deceive them. If you love them, you can confront them, or you can tell them your mistake, or you can tell them your excuses, okay, and you ask their forgiveness, so that you will be always clean-hearted, especially with those around you. But we cannot all the time deceive each other through lying and then saying, you know, I am doing this to keep the family, I am doing this to keep the relation, I am doing this for the sake of my kids. No, this is not accepted. In fact, lying is one of the major signs of hypocrisy. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the signs of hypocrisy are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he is unfaithful, and when he is entrusted, he betrays. And again, sister, the basic for all of this is lying. Because if when I speak, I lie, this equals that when I promise, I will not fulfill my promise. Because this is equal to lying. When you tell me, Sister Mona, next week you will come and teach us so and so, I tell you, yes, yes, yes. And in my intention, I will not come and I will not teach. I am not fulfilling my promise because I am a liar. Okay? And I am actually betraying my interest because I am a liar also. You know, when you tell me, Sister Mona, for example, these eyeglasses or sunglasses is a trust with you, you will take care of it for me for the next week. I tell you, yes, of course, don't worry. You see, my words are words of a liar. My intention is that you will not see it ever. Forget it. You lost it while I am talking to you. You see, this is the problem of lying. You know, all the problems are based on the intention of deceiving others, which is lying. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim can have any characteristic except lying and betrayal. Okay, and both of them are related to each other, and the basic is lying. Okay, because you know, sister, this is lying is deceiving. And deceiving, you know, means that I know the truth, okay, and I will deviate the truth. Okay, the one who deviates the truth, okay, is not a straightforward human being. Okay, and also, how you can twist the truth with those whom they are very close to you. If you feel that, you know, you and your husband are one person, you and your husband are, you know, two halves of one spirit, you and your husband are, the same bank account, the same present, the same future, okay, and then you keep on deviating the truth from him, okay, this is not a characteristic of a believer who believes, as we learn, that Allah hears everything and Allah records everything. If I believe that Allah is hearing everything, Allah knows my thoughts, Allah knows that I am a deceiver and a liar. Okay, can I be a true believer in him? No, I can't be a true believer in him. And also regarding the trust, those whom when they are entrusted, they betray, actually I feel this is the worst characteristic of a human being. And when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked whether a believer can lie or not, he, peace be upon him, answered no. A true believer, if I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, if I believe that he is with me and more closer to me, as we mentioned, than this vein in my neck, and he hears everything and the two angels are recording everything, if I believe in his oneness, if I believe that I will meet him on the day of judgment and my records will be with him and he will question me about all my records, I will never lie. If I am in a critical situation regarding lying, I will keep silent. Okay, when you tell me, Sister Mona, I want to know that secret, okay, and I cannot tell you the secret, okay, I will keep silent. But I will never lie. I will never lie. And actually, sisters, me personally, I was not aware of the importance of avoiding lying under any circumstances. Okay, and I will clarify to you, even joking, you know, even in jest, even 1st of April, okay, never to lie, okay. Lying is degradation and transgression of the boundaries of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a person lies and lies until he is written with Allah as a habitual liar. This is the problem. That's it. Okay, and also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, leave that which causes your doubt for that which does not cause your doubt, for in trustfulness lies tranquility, and in lying lies doubt. What is the meaning of this, sisters? Whenever you are saying the truth, you will feel, you know, mental peace. Because I am saying the truth. Whether they like it, they don't like it, Allah is pleased with me because I fear him and I am saying the truth. Okay? But if I lie, okay, I will start to be very upset. Why? Because I am not sure. Maybe they will know that I am a liar. Maybe someone will come in and, you know, make my lie to be known to everyone. So the liar is always in doubt.
also if you lie, you think other people are lying to you. You
yes.
know, like,
yes,
you become more suspicious.
Yes, I agree with you, yes. You think that everyone...
You have to keep lying.
Yes.
To continue it.
It's very easy to become habits too, if you think about it.
Yes. Like, my husband will say, oh, why didn't you go to the grocery store? Oh, I didn't have time. You know, I don't want to talk about it. I didn't have time. Yes. But it's not always true, yes. But it's very easy to
say. Yes, you know, this is our habit now.
Yeah.
Any excuse.
And you think it doesn't have meaning, but I guess...
Yeah, no, it is a lie.
It adds up though, yeah.
Yes, it is a lie. And as Zainab mentioned, actually, this is a very important point. You start with a simple lie. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in the grocery shop. Then your husband will tell you, but I was there at that time. I didn't see you. Oh, I forget to tell you. My friend was parking at the back of the plane.
And you lie.
Again. Huh? So he would tell you, who is your friend? My friend, Celia. Celia was there at that time. Then if he calls Celia... Or if he meets Celia next day and tell her, thank you very much, you were with Mona yesterday. You know, this is the issue. What she will tell him, she will know that I am a liar, you know. And maybe she will also be a liar. And if she says the truth, she will think that she will destroy my family. You see, then our life will keep on like this, you know, lying. So, you know, this is a very big problem. So actually, sisters, let us learn now the different kinds of lies. Number one, lies told about Allah and His Messenger. This is the most serious kind of lie, and the one who does this is subject to a severe warning. We will read now from Surah number 10, verse number 69, regarding lying about Allah the Almighty. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قلنا الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون
Say, verily those who invent a lie against Allah will never be successful.
Actually, sisters also regard the lies about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, don't tell lies about me. Whoever tells lies about me, let him enter the fire. There are many people whom they are saying lies about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They will enter the fire. Lying also includes lies told about or to other people, such as lying in buying and selling. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there are three to whom Allah will not speak on the day of resurrection, and He will not look at them, all praise them, and they will have a painful torment. And He, peace be upon him, mentioned the one who disposes of his goods by swearing a false oath. What is the meaning of this, sister? Suppose now I want to sell my car, okay? Then you ask me, suppose sister Led wants to buy my car, which I want to sell it. She will ask me, sister Mona, do you have any accident? I swear by Allah that I never have any accident. You see, I am lying to sell my car. Okay, this is forbidden. Okay, and the opposite is the same. What is the meaning of this? Suppose now I want to buy a car from Liz, and Liz wants to sell her car for 13,000. Okay, then I tell her, you know, sister Liz, I want to buy your car. I swear by God that all what I have is only 10,000, and I am your friend. Can you give it to me? Okay. I am lying, because actually I have more and more, okay? But just I am trying to use the swearing and the lying, you know, in buying and selling. Also, lying regarding dreams, okay? This refers to someone who in the morning starts to tell people about a dream that he didn't see. This person will receive great punishment, because lying about a dream is a lie about Allah. You know, many people, they don't know this. I will clarify to you this. Why? Because about Allah, because dreams are part of the prophethood. Yes. So they come from Him, from Allah. Lying about the Creator is worse than lying about created beings. Let me clarify to you this, sister. Actually, I have a friend whom her husband liked the good dreams. Okay, so he always asked her, you didn't see for me any good dream about my future, about my career, about, you know. Actually, she was a very close friend to me when I was in Egypt. So she told me the only way to make my husband happy with me is that every week or every 2 weeks, I will wake up in the morning having a very big smile and telling him, "My dear husband, yesterday I saw for you a great dream. I saw you having white clothes on the top of a high place. All the people are, you know, looking to you, and you look that you are having a big award. I think that today will be a very great day for you." Okay? So she told me that, you know, unfortunately nothing will happen. Okay? But because of his subconscious, he will come to her in the afternoon, you know, and telling her, "Your dream was correct. Today you can't imagine. When I entered my office, everyone was standing to me. Yes, you know, I am very happy. I got for you this present for that dream." She told me he is the one after my dream. So whenever he is about not, you know, to be good with me, I will see a dream for him. Yes, then I will mention for him the dream. She lived with him with this dream for 20 years. Yes, all the time, whenever he will try, you know, to have any different point of view, she will see for him a dream. Okay? That, for example, suppose she will see for him a dream that, you know, he is about to have an accident. She will tell him, "Because you don't want to change my car, buy a new car. Otherwise, I saw the accident. I saw you inside the car."
So she made up the
dream. She's making the dreams all the time.
But it's not a real dream.
No, it is not a dream. Yes, she's lying. Yes, he likes the dreams. And he is believing the dream. So whatever she's mentioning to him, he will tell her, "Salaam alaikum, ya nam. Salaam alaikum."
Oh, that
is a kind of lying in jest. Some people think that it is permissible to tell lies if it is in jest. This is not acceptable in Islam. All lying is forbidden. Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, he said, "I joke, but I speak nothing but the truth." You can joke, but even when you joke, say the truth. It is also related to telling lies on April 1st. Okay, the next form of lying is lying to make people laugh. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Woe to the one who talks to make people laugh and tells lies. Woe to him, woe to him." Okay, so you know, suppose I will, you know, try to make you to laugh. So I will tell you, you know, "Sister, when sister so-and-so walks, she walks like this. You know, she's not walking like this, but I want you to laugh. So I am telling lies through this, you know, trying to make you lying, through their lying." The next kind of lying, we can come here. No problem. Lying when playing with the children. Actually, this is a story. Actually, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "If you don't give your child something..." Okay, no. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever says to a child, 'Come here and take this,' then he doesn't give him something, this is counted as a lie." You know, and actually, next class, inshallah, we will talk in more details about lying regarding the children. The meaning of this hadith is that, you know, if a mother say to her child, you know, "Study today, do your homework, and I will buy for you a lollipop or whatever," and then after finishing his homework, she will tell him, "I was joking with you." You know, this is a lie, and this is counted as a lie, and we will learn about this, you know, because this is very dangerous for the kids, you know, to raise them up as liars. Okay? Also, sisters, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "It is sufficient lying for a man to speak of everything that he hears." What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that suppose we attend, you know, this class and we talk together, and Liz, before she left, you know, she mentioned a story, and then while I am in the corridor after finishing the class, one sister told me, "Hey, Sister Mona, what are the stories which the other sister mentioned to you in the class?" I'm supposed to tell her, sister, if you want to learn these stories, come and attend the class with you, with us. Okay? Because you see, again, it is sufficient lying for a man to speak of everything that he hears. Why? Because maybe part of what I hear are lying, is lies. Okay? Suppose now I am telling for you some stories, okay? About myself. But they are not true stories. Okay, they are lies. You go out and you mention these stories. Now you are spreading the lies. Okay, so whatever you hear, you are not supposed to go out and speak of everything. Suppose someone will ask you, tell her we learn these verses of the Quran and these ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's it. The rest, don't speak of everything which you listen to.
So
okay?
Then like a rumor is like a part of the lie, you think?
Say again?
Like a rumor?
Yes,
is like a part of lie.
Yes, this is this. And always rumors, you know, there are part of what they said is lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right. So actually, sister, this is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the first class about lying, okay? And let us remind ourselves to be always aware of lying, even if it is only once, and as this will open the door widely for further lying. He who lies once will lose his position and trust in the eyes of the people. Zayd, who was the governor of Iraq, said in a speech, the lies of a person will eventually become well known. If you find out that I lied even once, then you are free to disobey me. And if you hear that, have I told a lie, then be certain that I must have told other lies. You know, sister, this is the most important, to be alert regarding lying, even in jest, even to make the people to love, even with the children. Why? Because it is a habit, and it is a disease of the heart. If you have this habit, lying just to joke, lying just to make the people love, lying just to find excuses, you are a liar, and you are written, you know, as a habitual liar. Allah will prepare for you a great punishment for your lying. Okay, at the end, sisters, we will read this supplication. Oh Allah, make my love for you the most beloved thing to me, and instill in me a passion for meeting you. And when you have given the people of the world the pleasures of their world, make my pleasure in worshipping you. Ameen. And we will continue the dua together. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, we will continue with lying as a disease of the heart next class, inshallah.